What's up, guys? TruckDriver101.com. Big Ken here. You can go to TruckDriverBooks.com and get my audiobook for people interested in trucking or interested in getting into trucking. You can also go to Gumroad Start Trucking, Gumroad Start Trucking, and get my audiobook. Let's get down to business. Now, people often say that people lie, numbers don't lie. This is bullshit. I'll explain why. Let's say I got a job that goes across the border. Now, goes across the border, say, United States to Canada. Now, I pay you $275 a load for every load that goes across the border from the United States to Canada. I'll hook you up, buddy. Now, let's say you agree with that. You're like, man, I love this, man. I will gladly do that. I'm down with you, buddy. So you decide you want to hook up with me. You want to come work for me. Okay, that's cool. I'll gladly work with you. Let's hook up. Let's make this happen. So me and you hook up and I give you the job. Now, I told you it pays $275. Right. Now you go over the border. You go over the border, no problem. Then you get into Canada. 4-hour wait at the shipper. Then you come back over the border. Well, by now, when you start out in the morning, by the afternoon, close to the afternoon, it's completely full. So you're about to do 2 hours there. You go over to the shipper and you do the rest of your hours for the whole day. In fact, you have to do a 10-hour restart. Then you go and cross the border and make delivery. It's the next day now. You just literally made $275 in 2 days. Uh-oh. Sounds like I may not have been clear with the details. Right. Because the details matter. Because if I give you 275 divided by 2, I don't feel like doing math, so I'm going to do this real quick. Let's go. 275 divided by 2. $137 a day. That ain't shit. Yes. Right? And let's say you keep doing that. You make $137 for every load. And let's say each load is taking you 2 days to complete it. Right? So each load, let's say you get 4 loads done in a whole week. Or 5 loads done in a whole week. So that's what? 136? Oh, wait a minute. What was the history? 137, I think it was. Oh, my history bleeped out on me. Anyway, bottom line is it would be what? 136 times 5 is 680. That's what you would gross. After taxes, you're 680. Your taxes, let's see, your taxes probably be 0.33 because I'm sure you want to get some good benefits, right, my friend? Comes out $224 out of 680. 224 minus 680 comes out to 456. That would be what you would make. 4 weeks work. Oh my goodness. Let's say, let's times that times 4. $1,828. That's what you would make. $1,824. I screw you like that. You ain't getting home. You always coming across the border. You're always dealing with the clog up traffic. And you're dealing with these places that take forever to get you loaded. What we just discovered was details are extremely important. Details. They matter. Without details, you ain't gonna make a dime. Without details, you ain't gonna make shit. Details matter. I mean that. Details are the most important things that you can understand about anything. So, to know if a number is a lie, you first have to have the details on what you're dealing with. Perfect example. Let's say I'm looking at a list of bankrupt states. Let's say bankrupt states. And there we go. 9 most bankrupt states. This is a Googled article. Now, I'm going to just say what they listed right here. Connecticut is the Daily Wire. Connecticut, Massachusetts, New Jersey, Illinois, Kentucky, Hawaii, California, Maine, New York. Most people would tell you New York, California, and Connecticut would not be on this list. The reason is because they have a huge population of millionaires who I'm sure are paying tons and tons of dollars. But the person who says that has forgotten about loopholes. Loopholes to get around paying taxes, loopholes for companies, loopholes for corporations. So just because you have a bunch of millionaires staying in your state doesn't mean that their actual funds that they pay you are actually benefiting you because you're not taxing them at the same amount. Most people don't know that if you invest, you often pay a 15% tax when you make money from investing. And most people who are super rich, that's how they make their money. They don't make their money from actually going to work and paid a salary. They leverage their money. They're the credit rich. They control belief. They focus on putting their money in belief. They don't focus on putting their money in the physical world. Yeah. So these are the things you have to know and pay attention to before you go quoting things or you listen to someone quote numbers, because the numbers are meaningless. California has the sixth largest economy, yet there's still a state that filed bankruptcy. All that money doesn't mean shit. That detailed bankruptcy means the state is being run badly and most likely is giving away too many loopholes to all the billionaires that stay there and all the companies. These are the things that are important. So details matter. And before you take any job, anything you do, no matter what the numbers are, know the details, because the details are going to tell you what you get paid, right? They're going to dictate everything. A perfect example is watch Chase and Andrew. He's over in the oil fields, but he had to tell people, these dudes don't baby you. They straight up, you got to pay for everything from the jump. You know, it's like, and he making huge sacrifices. He's talked about it this morning. He had a decision to buy new clothes or wash clothes, lose money to go wash your clothes or buy new clothes and make money. He chose to make money. But he knew a lot of that, some of it, before he got started. And now if you watching it, you getting the details. Not just, I'm making all this money in this oil field. He's giving you the details on the temperatures he's dealing with, the truck he's dealing with, the expenses he's dealing with. He's giving you all these details. If you pay attention to that and the money, right, then you can be successful with that knowledge. But if all you do is hear the money, you'd be out there in 110 degree weather like, man, he lied to me. You know, pay attention to the details. There are truckers on YouTube giving away the details. I heard a guy a couple weeks ago. He was like, oh, man, you know, leasing the truck is bullshit and all these things. He said all these things. And I just find it interesting that he goes off on a rant about how something he's. This is bullshit. He gets a truck. He's never owned a truck. Didn't have a mechanic review the truck. didn't know anything about the truck. Just bought the truck because it should work. Don't buy things because they should work. Don't do things because they should be good. Know the details. Look at the truckers on YouTube. Every time they don't know the details, it bites them in the ass. Trucker Brown had to deal with it when you look at when he had to deal with the retreads. They're giving you all this information away about the details. So when you don't get the details, without the details, numbers do lie, because I can sell you anything if you don't know the details. The details matter. Know the details. So numbers do lie, right, as well as people lie, because people wrote down the numbers, right? The only way to know if the numbers and the person is lying to you is if you get the details. If one company is working, great example, Trucker's Coach, he did a thing where he talked about loads coming out from Snyder and loads coming out from Traveloco and the money being paid to the owner operator being massively different. He knows the rate cons, the actual amount they're paying. So he's looking at one and going, this is paying $1.50, this is paying $2. So what happened to that money? And he's calling them out about it. And if you're paying attention to the details that these guys are giving away to you, then you have a greater understanding. And again, it's in his, the thing I love about these people I'm mentioning is that all their details that they're giving you are objective details. They're objective. They have no reason to lie to you. None. None. They have no reason to lie to you. They're just trying to help you and give you the details. And what I notice in the comment section, though, when they give you these details, you all blast them about it, because you're trying to protect your ego and you want to just hear that number, that dollar a mile, that $50 a mile, that $20 a mile, that $1 million that you're going to get. No, deal with reality. Jobs that tend to pay the most means you take on more risk. That's pretty much standard. The more they pay you, the more risk you have to deal with. Pretty standard. And I don't care whether that's on operating or in the regular world. You know, it's just like I did a video. I talked about, I work with a guy who got a divorce after getting a regular job, and then he got back into trucking. Well, the divorce came because He got a regular job. He was still working 70, 80 hours a week. He was never home. It was like he never stopped being a truck driver. So wife divorced his ass. She wanted him home. For real home, not 20 miles away. That's life. That's how it works. If you don't listen to the details, you miss out on what the point was. So, bottom line is, numbers can lie. People can lie. If you don't pay attention to the details, you won't know exactly what is expected of you and what you're doing. And you'll just be like a divorced trucker standing around going, what happened? So anyway, hopefully that makes sense to you guys. Pay attention to the details.